This bundle of energy with a ready smile, a can-do attitude passionate for her church, with a razor-sharp mind and an equally sharp wit. But most importantly, she was a formidable theologian, a gift to the church. And that gift was experienced in a number of ways. I remember another early encounter with Angie. I'd just begun doctoral work and I'd been invited to offer a paper at Spurgeon's College. It was 5 miles away from my house. And as I arrived at that postgraduate seminar, there was in the gathered throng one Dr. Sean Jones. Turns out Spurgeon's was 5 miles from her house. And I recall on that occasion my paper was reflecting upon and critiqued Wesleyan understandings of holiness. It received a slightly muted response in that Baptist gathering. But the one of the Methodists in the room, one of Dr. Shire Jones, had a far more positive response. It helped me work through with greater clarity my own thinking in this area. There was a downside to that, however. Whenever she encountered me, she pushed me incredibly hard to complete the work. Is it done yet? Was a recurring question. I tell you this story because it is illustrative of the way that Angie came alongside and encouraged, cajoled, bullied, and in some cases discovered younger theologians. Her gift to the church can be measured in the fact that there are more of us around because of Angie's influence and help. And speaking of influence, hers was significant. Another place of encounter was the Faith and Order Committee. Like Ruby, I can't necessarily prove it, but I'm pretty sure the reason that I ended up on that committee was because Angie made sure that I got nominated. And I too have to do 5 years. A gift to the church and her influence there in that setting was indeed significant. He was someone who believed passionately in the capacity of Methodism to offer something of value to the wider constituency of the body of Christ. It was for that reason that Angie was keen to engage in careful scrutiny on matters of faith and religion, but as we've heard already, also to push the boundaries. It was that conviction which drove her to engage in the wide range of contexts that she did, whether at Methodist Conference, the Oxford Institute of Theological Studies, the World Methodist Committee, the European Methodist Council in e-learning, or indeed in her local church with young people, or writing on her blogs. And on the subject of writing, how can we fail to acknowledge the gift of Angie's fertile mind in print, often in collaboration with others? I'm asking Methodist Theology with Clive Marsh and Brian Beck and others. 44 sermons to serve the present age with Kim Rice and Methodist, present potential with Luke Curran. And then, of course, other pieces of work, the making of ministry, the work in progress, Methodists doing theology, Children of God toward a Theology of Childhood, Pioneer Ministry of Fresh Expression in Church, and the list goes on. In so many ways, Angie was a theologian and a gift to the church, and by that I do not just mean the Methodists.